This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Okay, some interesting stuff coming out of the Pac-12. We're going to get, like, the full schedule, apparently, but there's a wrinkle. Michael, a wrinkle. Also, a nice night for the Colorado State Rams. I thought they'd win. I didn't think they'd dominate, but they did. So that was good. Are they turning a corner? Sean Keeler will join us. Have the Nuggets lost a certain edge about them under David Adelman? We'll discuss. The whole show starts now. The Olympics are on in here. This is the first of I've watched any of it, Mike. I don't know. I will watch hockey probably, but I can't get into
this. We got a bobsled team.
Is that what I'm watching?
I don't know.
I thought there were four. There's only two. There's two, and it's like a miniature bobsled. Ooh, that was a bad start. That looked rough, but they're sliding. Okay. Are they two on there? It's doubles? Is that double bobsled then? I don't know, Hooligans. Are you guys watching? And if you are, what is interesting you right now? I would like to know, because I just, every opportunity, you know, last night I turned on the CSU Air Force game, watched that whole thing through, even though it was a blowout at the end. I could have stayed up and watched a little Olympics, but decided not to. And I don't know. Are you getting into this at all?
No, I never liked the Olympics.
Not even the Summer Olympics?
It's not for me. Like, I want to watch, like, football is my sport. If I'm going to watch the Olympics,
well, yeah,
it's going to be hockey. Yeah. I'll watch some Team USA basketball. Yeah. Didn't they used to have baseball?
The Winter Olympics?
No, the Summer Olympics. I'm talking about Olympics overall.
Yeah.
Like, I would have watched that. I know flag football is coming up soon. I'll watch that.
No, you're going to watch that. You won't watch soccer. You think soccer's a terrible
sport.
It's so stupid. It's a dumb take. But you will watch flag football. That is what children play, Michael. Although I did play in my rec league, and that was fun.
So you're a child.
Yeah. Well, and that sucked. I shout out to the guys there. Jerry Lemons is my guy. Hey, you know, Lemons Heating and Cooling. Played flag football with him, but it was tough. It was hard. I have no interest in watching that, though. Travis, the new guy, I really enjoy watching downhill ski racing and freestyle skiing personally.
Eastside, is there such thing as, like, winter boxing?
I don't know.
I'll watch
Probably
that.
Not. No, it's if it's Winter Olympics, doesn't it all have to be kind of wintry? Like, it
I
all has
so.
To involve snow or ice, I believe. I could be wrong. Here's where I am, Mike. If you give me four or five athletes that have really interesting stories, then I find myself kind of wanting to watch. You know, like during the Summer Olympics for several years, we had three or four, maybe more than that, big time swimmers on both men's and women's side, and that had me interested. The gymnastics stuff, because we had several people we knew.
Simone Biles,
plenty of them, though. You just get to know them, I guess. And, you know, the Lindsey Vonn story was interesting. And then that crashed and burned, no pun intended. She didn't burn, but she did crash.
And scream.
Yeah, and it was disappointing.
She screamed loudly.
It was disappointing. It was sad. It sucked. But I just can't get into it. And maybe that's just because Summer Olympics is usually when are the Summer Olympics? It's usually right before like a football season, right?
It's in like July 2028. I think it's bankrupting LA.
But isn't it July typically?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. So I mean,
I just remember a few years ago,
July or August,
hearing a report that Broncos preseason had more viewers than the Olympics.
Yeah, and I understand that, but even so, the competition they're going up against is preseason, and probably a little bit before that. You know, in the Winter Olympics, Mike, I got a basketball game on every night. You know, there's a basketball game. Like last night was CSU. Tonight is Nuggets. Tomorrow night will be UNC Bears. So for me, I just don't have the time in my brain to consume the sports that it's not going to matter to me. Like, do I enjoy watching? Like, here we have two people scooting a little bit, and they're getting ready to go. It's a miniature bobsled. It looks very awkward, very strange. I'm sorry. It just... Imagine if you and I did this, Mike. Imagine it, you and I are on a little sled, and you're sitting behind me, and you've got your legs spread, and I'm in there, man.
And let me turn on what channel is it on?
It's on, isn't it on? It's on NBC.
Probably channel 9.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you and I are going to practice. It would be very uncomfortable. You have to know what is this called? The luge. I it looks like a bobsled, but a miniature bobsled.
Women's double luge is what it says.
Double luge. I don't know, man. Imagine if that's you and me.
They're laying down.
They're laying on each other. Like one is on top of each other. That looks terrifying, by the way.
It does look terrifying.
I would not. But watch when they start, if we can get to that. I mean, imagine if that's you and me, man. That's uncomfortable. We are getting
getting that close to you.
We're getting really look at that. They are joined together. They are one. And then they're hugging afterward. It's like,
didn't
we just spend
that tight?
Didn't we spend enough time together? Wasn't that minute 46 long enough? Now we're going to hug? You've been hugging the whole time.
What country are they with? I don't
know, man. That looks dangerous, though. When do you start that? Like, when's the first day you decide, I'm going to go down this ice trail on a sled and not really seem like I have a lot of control? Watch the beginning.
Oh, they're German.
Okay, watch the beginning. See this? Imagine if this is us.
Okay, like, now the Italians are up.
Like, look at that. I mean, like your butt is in the other girl's face, and then they...
No. Okay, here. Oh, she spilled her spaghetti!
Oh, man. No. That's crazy. She, like, used her legs, her left leg, to kind of turn. Right there. Listen, mad respect. It is cool to see it. But it's not for me to be like, oh, I got to catch the luge tonight. You see what happened in the luge?
These two are real losers.
Go Pokes, stop trying to explain it. This is a kid's show. Kids are supposed to be at school right now. So we can get away with whatever.
Not
but,
the homeschooled kids.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't know. I can't really get into it.
You know what really bugs me?
What, like everything?
Those homeschooled kids who, like, graduate in the 10th grade, and I'm like, you graduated that quickly? I had to wait all the way to being a senior.
Well, they probably didn't have P.E.
No, P.E. is a great class.
And recess. And, you know, milk break. Did you ever have a milk break? We had milk break. We had lunch. And then, like, later in the afternoon, it was milk break. It's a great time.
I liked elementary school because that was more fun. Once math started getting hard, I started hating school.
You think about all the wasted time that goes on in a, what is it, 8 hours when you're at school? Is it eight?
Yeah.
There's a lot of wasted time in classes.
There is.
Like, you're in there an hour. Like, we had an English class, Mike. On Fridays, you know what our day was, our hour was in that class? It was Friday reading. It was just reading. Just read your book. Bring a book in and read it.
Oh, I always lied about that.
Oh, I always enjoyed it.
Like, how much of this book did you read? I'm like, page 7, page 15.
No, we had a journal about it. Like, that is Friday reading. That's just what you do. Do something entertaining. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Tanner says, what in the hell is Milk Break? Well, you went to Platte Valley, man. I would assume they had Milk Break like every 5 seconds because of all the cows and milking going
on
there.
Yeah, he's like, shh, 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 milk the cow.
They didn't do Milk Break. They just went and milked. What?
That's exactly what they did. That's why Tanner owns cows.
Did you not have Milk Break? Is this not a thing? Is our school the only one that had them?
I don't know. Like, maybe, well, is Milk Break kind of like the 15-minute break you legally have to have when you work an 8-hour shift at McDonald's?
I don't know. It was good. Like, Tanner's asking, what is Milk Break? Milk Break is a break with milk.
What is milk steak?
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Tanner says, we never had Milk Break. Well, it shows. It shows. Those that had Milk Break, good things happened for them.
Oh, come on. Don't be mean to Tanner.
Well, no, you need breaks. Like, that's a school, sure. If you have great teachers, it can be a really good, it can be great. It can be wonderful. But how many bad, come on. You're driving right now listening to this. How many bad teachers do you remember?
Oh, my God.
You probably had more, think about this. Would you think it's fair to say you had more bad teachers than good teachers?
I had some really great teachers, and I had some horrible teachers.
Yeah,
and I
dude,
had some our a bunch of teachers
coach,
I don't remember.
Our football coach was our history teacher. You know what
Those
we watched
I
and
like,
had
football
to do?
And history.
You know what we had to do a report on, Mike, and was taught as history? The movie Braveheart, with starring Mel Gibson. Like that was taught. Like we had to watch that movie. And then write a report on it.
Those are incredibly horrible. That movie's
yes,
horribly inaccurate.
But we wouldn't have known if we didn't. And we didn't have the internet then. Back in my day, we didn't have the interwebs. We didn't have. I mean, we were barely getting it. With Gateway 2000. I played Age of Empires on it. It was a great game. That's all I remember.
I want to read that report you wrote.
Well, and then, like, growing up, you're kind of like. That movie was great, but it was very inaccurate.
Oh yeah, like the princess that he slept with, I think was 9 at the time or something.
Well, yeah, they make William Wallace seem like he's the best dude in the world. He could chop dudes' heads off and put them on spears and.
Yeah, he kind of did the same thing that King Longshanks did. He also wasn't from the Highlands; he was from the Lowlands. I don't think
semantics.
Kilts existed at that time.
No, that was actually not. Okay, you want to know a funny story about college? So we had to read the book The Iliad. Have you ever read The Iliad before?
No, I think that was probably assigned and I didn't read that.
Well, so in the book The Iliad, they don't have there's no mention of the Trojan horse. So I read 60% of the book and decided I would wing the report. I would wing the rest of it. And I mentioned something about the Trojan horse because I had just seen the movie Troy starring Brad Pitt. And Orlando Bloom. And I mean, she's like, excellent report. I've always been a decent writer. She's like, really great writing. Big problem, though. No Trojan horse in the Iliad. I was like, crap. Totally thought, because I'm reading it. It's not good. I'm reading it, getting through, and I'm like, okay, we all see where this is going. We're getting ready to get to that part where they sneak into the horse and they gift it, and then they get him. I didn't read the rest of the book, so I didn't end that way. But it was in the movie, so I was confused.
How many times were you caught cheating?
Well, I mean, technically it wasn't cheating. I didn't...
Caught lying.
Technically, it wasn't lying. I didn't finish the book. I made up my own ending. I interpreted the ending. I think I should have been rewarded for that, to be honest. Like, wow, look at you taking initiative. You didn't like the ending, so you made your own thing up. Based on a very popular movie at the time, Troy.
So did you fail the report?
No, it was good enough that I think I got like a B minus, actually. It was good. I wish I still had it. I'd let you read it. Have no idea what I wrote, but yeah, that was a strange time and I felt terrible because that was actually a really good class. Just didn't feel like finishing the Iliad.
I got an award once for a paper I wrote. I have no idea what the
Seriously?
Award was.
Like, in what class?
It was like 9th grade something. I think it was English. I don't think it was an award. It was like you're in a group of people who have done a really good job writing.
Oh. Group projects were the worst. I did not like group projects. That was
well,
not fun.
It wasn't like a group project. It was like I wrote a paper, and I guess it was really impressive, and they mentioned
what
me
happened
somehow.
From that point the rest of the way. Sounded like you wrote a really good paper, and then you won an award, man.
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't get, like, I don't know if I got any certificate. I just got some kind of mention. And I was like, oh, cool.
Just a mention. By the way.
I've always been a better writer than I have been a better reader.
303 says, no milk breaks in Sterling. Okay, so apparently we were the only one. We were the only one that had milk breaks. Well,
yeah. Diane Wells had a lot of strange rules.
It was a good break. And it was in, like, elementary. It wasn't, we stopped doing it in high school. That might have been a little weird, which I advocated for.
I have no problems with, like, having little breaks because in school, like, school's just weird. High school's not for everybody. Like, I did not learn having someone spit information out at me. I learn better if I'm interested in something. So, like, math after eighth grade, once I got into algebra.
Dude, no.
Math mm-mm. after that, mm-mm. like, you don't need to teach me that. I know I'm not going into math. Like,
that's right.
I'm not interested in that.
That was terrible.
You don't need,
I hated
need
that.
To teach me that.
I hated math. Loathed it. I didn't it's like science devil. Either. I liked history, and English was fine. Spanish was very difficult.
German's worse.
Why I couldn't understand the halftime show, because I couldn't understand the class that taught it. GoPoke says, I'm learning so much about the Brady origin story right now. It's a fictional fantasy story of epic adventure with a milk break. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was great. You go have milk. Remember the little cartons? Flip those things open, and sometimes there were snacks there.
Sometimes
it was a great
the cartons
time.
Would flip open, and sometimes they wouldn't.
100% favorite subject in school was lunch. 100%. Looked forward to it every day.
Especially when it was something you wanted to eat.
When the teacher, when we were kids and you'd line up in alphabetical order. Remember that? You'd line up in alphabetical order.
When I was in elementary school, it was always shortest to tallest.
Really?
So
that's
I was
kind
of the...
discriminating. It would make people feel bad. We would do alphabetical order, the last names.
Well, like I wouldn't, the shortest person was more athletic than a lot of the taller people.
So
you just happened to be short.
You were one of the taller people?
I was one of the shorter people.
So you were one of the more athletic people?
No.
Okay. I just want to
Let's put the athleticism this way. I was always the second least athletic person on the team. And the least athletic person on the team was my best friend, Jimmy. He just...
Good for Jimmy.
I make a joke about my body built wrong. I think his actually was built wrong.
Faith says geometry sucked. Where in the world is there a rhombus? In this world, and why did I have to learn about it?
I think I'm sitting on my rhombus right now.
God, well, then you had to get a compass and all that stupid stuff you'd have to go get for school.
Yeah, and a special calculator.
No, man, school, like, overall, it could be kind of overrated. Some of it.
That's what the internet is for.
We had to take an art class.
AI,
my freshman year, I had to take an art class. It was either art or one other option. I don't remember what it was. I'm just drawing crap.
Like, I took a lot of art classes.
I'm never going to do this ever. I hate drawing. I'm not an artist. And I took the class.
I took art and photography and typing because there were a lot of like language classes I didn't want to take. So it's either, I could be a better photographer and type better. This is why I type really fast because I've taken many typing classes.
So do you do the home row? You stay on home row? Mm-mm. I am. I can't. I just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I stay on home. I have a ton of errors. Like I just am terrible at typing. Because I have a lot of errors, but I type really fast.
I just didn't. Yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, a lot of those classes were just ridiculous. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What do we got now?
We have a commercial break.
Ice skating? Is that what we have right now? Can you imagine us doing that, Mike?
Are we on the same thing? Because right now I'm watching a Sky Rizzy commercial.
I'm full on ice skating right now. There's a dude and there's a girl. And they are dancing, kind of. They're not doing any cool things. They're just kind of dancing. I want to see them like flipping around and stuff. And they're just, that's just dance. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right now it's a commercial for something else.
Faye says home ec was probably one of the most useful classes I had.
Yeah, I took one home ec class and I learned things in that. That we should have more home ec classes. Like Bruce has this idea, it's not home ec, but like he has the idea of a history of sports.
Yeah.
That's a great class to teach. Like people could learn that something
it's
in
not
that.
Necessary
math
though.
Is useless.
Tanner says loved the Salisbury steaks. Dude, I had a weird like it's gonna say, how do I say this? The lunch ladies loved me. Because I would always get, you're only supposed to get seconds. Always got thirds, bro. I was a little dude in high school, but I could put food away. And Salisbury steak. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lunch break was the absolute best. Faith says the dude skater from the U.S. is insane. Is that the one I keep seeing all the ads about? He's got like an interesting attire. I guess they all do. Yeah, I don't know. Just haven't gotten into it. Mike, you're going to love this next story. The Pac-12 is thinking outside the box here.
Can we stop calling it the Pac-12?
The Pac-12. Stop being pompous. Stop being an elitist. Stop it.
No, I don't want the Big Ten to be called the Big Ten.
I agree.
Want it to be called the Big 18
stop
or however
naming
many
your conferences
teams they
after
have
numbers. Yes, I agree. But the Pac-12 is doing something very unique, and all the Rams fans that I know are like, this is amazing. I think it's actually not a good idea. Let's talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lonely Land.
Yes. I'm getting to like people like, wait, what was this relationship with the lunch ladies at your school? No, it was I would often go in and I would compliment them typically on the food so I could get more. And one of the things was, Mike, you know, I'd walk in there and say, hey, listen, we all know I'm coming back for seconds. So let's just skip past all the BS and go ahead and double it up right now. And they loved it. It was that kind of stuff. By the way, Mike, is Jimmy your former best friend? Is that one of those like made up things or is that a real person?
We were friends from second grade to sixth grade. Well, seventh grade.
What was
grade,
Jimmy's
and then I moved
story?
To Colorado and we lost touch.
Oh, really? And so you've never talked to Jimmy since when?
Like since maybe early eighth grade.
Really?
Haven't called him since.
Dude, you gotta catch up with Jimmy, man.
He's got a very like Jimmy Long is a very common name.
Well, you could probably find him.
I could, but then I'd have to, you know,
Hooligans, we need help tracking down Jimmy Long, Michael's long-lost best friend. The two most unathletic guys in school hung together
at Brethren Elementary
thick and thin,
School, which I don't think exists anymore.
Went to a school that didn't exist. I'm starting to wonder if Jimmy's a real person. I'll be real honest. School doesn't exist. Jimmy,
well, the
best friend, very, very obvious, like very easy name to make up.
The one in La Mirada, I believe, still exists. The one in Whittier no longer exists.
All those things sound made up to me. So I don't know. Is there anyone that can, like, prove your story?
David Castilla.
Okay.
I lost track with him.
Okay. You lost track with David,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, David, I haven't talked to him.
Was David the
in
third
long time.
Amigo of this group, or what?
Yeah, he was a part of the clique.
So not only...
Daniel Ibarra was he was a cool dude. Haven't talked to him in forever as well.
You had a whole pack that you ran with, man. It sounds like the Rat Pack. Like, cool gang to hang out with.
Yeah, we were all really nerdy. All into
shocking to me.
Star Trek and Star Wars. Then I moved to Colorado and found another pack of people who were into X-Men and Star Trek and Star Wars.
Okay. I still don't know if
also
it's true.
Unathletic, by the way.
He said, Chris, so we got to hear more about Jimmy, though, at some point. Like, we just need to hear more.
Missing a front tooth.
What happened?
I think he knocked it out doing something. I don't know.
Well, clearly he wasn't playing sports. If he's not very athletic, he didn't knock it out playing sports.
You never know. He could have.
Did you guys like have a wild night of Dungeons and Dragons or something? And like one of the things, like
he was more likely to be the person to play Dungeons and Dragons than me. I think more science fiction overall.
Okay.
And he was more like Sailor Moon and stuff.
That's weird. Eastside Chris Brady, were you like young Sheldon? No, but I wish I was like young Sheldon. That dude was a genius. I wish that I could. That was me in school. That would have been great.
In real life, he's a sports fan.
Faith says, my social media detective skills can find them for you, Michael. Faith, find Jimmy Long. We need to reach out to him and get him on the show.
Do it. He's probably like a success. He was really smart. He's probably successful or dead.
I wasn't laughing at that. I had a weird text come in. So.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I said not for air, and anytime I read that, you know.
Let me guess, from Tanner.
No.
It's forward just, it to me.
It's just funny, man. My mind's in a weird place today. So get this with the Pac-12. John Canzano, his bald-faced truth column, took a look at the Pac-12. They've got their first football schedules coming out, I think, today, Mike. As a good producer, I'm sure you're keeping your eyes on it to see if it's going to come out.
I'm not a good producer.
Correct.
I'm a co-host.
The conference is going to execute a flex schedule. Follow with me here, Mike. A flex schedule, the final week of the regular season, in an effort to put its top team in the best position for the Group of Six's college football playoff berth. So that would be before the final week then? And that would be before the conference championship week? And so it goes on, this report here. This is from KTVB, who's referencing John's article. Indicates that four home teams and four road teams will be designated and then will be paired at least 6 days ahead of that Saturday. So I'm wondering, like, if the home teams for that final week will be revealed with the schedule release, or is that going to happen? When is that going to happen? When I hear flex, I think at the last second I'm going to add. How does that even work?
I'm thinking that they're going to keep a kind of like they don't announce the game times until like 2 weeks before. I feel like that's what they're going to do with these games. They're going to say, okay, we don't know who's going to play who until the week before. So that's just...
So would you schedule
just going to play it by ear.
With another conference opponent? Is that...
I think
you couldn't,
how they're going to do it.
You
so
couldn't
they're gonna,
schedule it with anybody else. Is everybody getting a week 13 flex?
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know. It's odd.
It is odd,
so this
and
sets
I can
a
see
weird,
why they're doing it.
It sets a weird precedent. Well, Mike, it's like this.
I don't necessarily know if it's a bad idea.
Well, think about it this way. If it's Notre Dame, right, at the end of the season, they probably kind of had an idea in the back of their head that they were going to be about a spot out of the playoffs, right? So if you're Notre Dame and you had this flex thing, could you get in touch with a random team and have another win and maybe a good I don't know. Is that – this doesn't make sense to me. Would this come out – today when the schedule comes out, Mike, or you're thinking it would be announced later in the season?
That's what it sounds like.
That doesn't
like.
Seem realistic, man. I thought we couldn't make schedule. I thought it took 9,000 years to make a schedule, although COVID taught us that you can literally schedule a game in 24 hours.
I mean, if you have the hotel rooms prepared, like if you have a conversation, like, okay, Alaska Airlines used to be the official airline of the Pac-12. If you have a conversation with them and say, hey, we need seats available for certain flights, can you bear with us? And 6 days before, we'll let you know.
Then, I don't know. I don't get this. It's a flex model.
I mean, I could be wrong, but
I don't get it.
Maybe they're doing this 2 weeks before, but if you have the hotel rooms reserved.
So if you're basically, okay, Pac-12, you're Oregon State. You're leading the conference. You're maybe top 25. Maybe you're like right on the outside. And then Boise State is second place, and they're maybe in the same boat. They're like 30th out of 25. And they've already played. Do you say have them play again so you could bolster up one of those teams' resumes? Or are you saying we can go out and get anybody? They would agree to do
it. I don't think they'd be able to go out
and
get anybody.
It'd have to be conference.
I think it would have to be the best team from the conference against the best team from the conference. So it would have to be the number one.
But don't we already do that with the conference championship? Don't we already do that?
Or maybe the number one versus the number four, number two versus number three.
Would that be enough to move you up? I don't get it. And I think it sets a weird thing. Because then the SEC can go do this. Notre Dame can go do this.
Notre Dame doesn't have a conference.
No, but you don't think somebody
play them now.
Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's odd. Seems odd to me.
It is odd, but I can see why they're doing this, and I don't necessarily know if it's a bad idea.
I don't know if it's a good idea. Eastside Chris is saying the flex thing seems like a logistical nightmare. Yeah, like if it's a home game and you got a week to announce it, you got to sell tickets, you got to prepare. I don't know. Seems like a lot.
You'll be able to sell tickets pretty fast, I think.
Maybe.
I think
it's in a weird time too. Wouldn't it be around the holidays?
Well, I think what you would
right before
what you would know who the home teams would be.
When?
Around that time, you'd probably know who the home teams would be.
But then I gotta travel. Like I gotta travel suddenly. Maybe I'm a team that's scheduled for this, and then I gotta go to you. I gotta spend more money to go to you.
You might have to, but you'd have to have an airline like Alaska Airlines. You'd have to have them. You'd have to say, hey, we have this number of possibilities that are going to happen this week.
Yeah.
Can you set aside those?
Let me read a couple texts. The Ramu says, since there are 8 football teams in the conference, that means 7 games. To have an 8th conference game, each team will have to play someone in the conference twice. Flex week 13 allows Pac-12 to ensure the best teams are playing each other twice to help strength of schedule for a CFP invite. Clark says, because we blanked up adding enough teams pretty much. The Pac-12 messed up by not adding enough teams. So everyone's getting this week 13 flex. You don't know who it is. I think it sets a weird path. I don't know. I'm not into it. GoPoke says, what if the games don't count towards the standings? Well, if they're all doing it, not every game. Yeah, what I did read GoPoke shared this with me, but it was deleted by the author. It did say that the games wouldn't count toward the conference standings. So basically, there's nothing to lose, everything to gain. So for the voters' eyes, for the committee, it would count because they'd look at it and go, well, you went and played a flex game and you beat the second best team in your conference by 30. But it wouldn't count in the standings, so it's not messing with anybody's standings.
Okay, so it would be like that one time when CU joined the Pac-12, but they had already scheduled Cal. So technically,
it didn't count.
That game
and
wasn't a Pac-12 game.
Yeah, we see that sometimes, right?
Yeah, okay.
Odd.
That makes more sense.
Mm-mm. I don't think I like it. No, I don't like it.
I'm on the fence.
No, I don't like it. Faith would like to know. She needs more stuff. Give her the town Jimmy Long is originally from.
I mean, the town we were in, Whittier, California.
Spell that, please. For Faith.
Whittier.
Spell it.
I don't remember.
Is it like a WH kind of thing? Or?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good start. All right, Faith. Bring us
Whittier. It's in Whittier. Southern California. It's got like I think 100,000 people.
Oh
now.
Wow, that's gonna and be a tough search.
It's a suburb of Los Angeles.
All right, man. Well, we'll do what we can. We'll do. We need to hear it. The world needs Jimmy.
Whittier is also a neighborhood in Denver.
Okay. 44 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
I can keep my hands on myself. Pick up, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field?
Foundation Sports Nutrition, a brand new, fairly brand new, locally owned nutrition supplement business right here in Greeley, right across from the, what's the bank there? Wells Fargo and Sonic. And these guys, they're gonna take you through plans. They're going to help you out. And it's not got to be something that's daunting either, where you go in and it's, oh, I got to get all this different. And sometimes you just need a little tweak. You're wanting to lift weights, so suddenly you're starting up some protein. You don't want to be, you know, Jimmy and Micah anymore, you know? You want to be
Jimmy and Micah having, what is it, milk break?
Yeah, milk break was good. Foundation Sports Nutrition. Check them out online at foundationsportsnutrition.com.
You supplement
now
your milk
you've
break?
Got like all the hooligans asking questions about Jimmy. They're like, we're going to find
they not
this
believe
dude.
Jimmy exists?
I don't think people believe Jimmy exists. No, no.
Okay. Is it because I never mentioned anything about my childhood?
I think it's the whole you and a friend thing, maybe. Like you have a friend thing.
Okay. Well, you don't have to believe me.
No. Yeah. No. It's freedom. Free country. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Now you're going to be looking up, Jimmy. I got to prove that my friend existed. Yeah, this Pac-12 plan. I'm curious to see the actual schedule come out, too. But I just think this sets up a weird path now for other conferences to do this. If they feel like they have a team that's on the outside looking in or barely on the outside looking in, they're going to flex their schedule too. Now, again, with the Pac-12, they don't have enough teams so to field a regular conference type schedule. So they have to play each other or a couple of times twice, I guess, right? Because if you do your, what are there, 12 games, Mike, in the regular season, 12 games? And if you're not going to have enough, you're either going to have extra non-conference games or just say we're going to flex it and somebody will play each other twice. That's how this is going to work. So I don't know, man. I just think it's kind of a rough outline. I think it's a weird precedent to set. And you say you kind of like it. I'm shocked by that.
I know. Usually I'm the one that's like, get off my lawn. But I think it's an interesting idea. I'm a little on the fence about it. I'd like to see it in execution before I fix the whole thing.
I don't like the idea of playing someone twice. In your other than the again, this is what the conference championship is for. The top two teams will play each other for the conference championship. We already do that. I'm sure there's an obvious answer, but you know the RAMU saying ensuring the best teams are playing each other twice to help strength of schedule for CFP invite. Well, wouldn't they already be doing that? 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day coming up. I guess halftime did really well. Also, there's a dude that's been playing college football for almost 9 years. We'll talk about it next.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, fast-moving hour. We talked a lot about lunch and milk break and Jimmy. Coming up next, we got top stories of the day. And the Rockies are not that far away from starting their season. Top stories coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.